Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Susan Carter, and we are broadcasting from the United States Department of Agriculture here in Washington, D.C. With me this afternoon here in the studio to make an announcement about the department's Conservation Reserve Program, also known as CRP, is Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services Jim Miller, Farm Service Agency Administrator Jonathan Coppice, and to round out our panel is FSA Deputy Administrator for Farm Programs, Brandon Willis. And with that, I'd like to begin by introducing Undersecretary Jim Miller, who has an opening statement. Undersecretary Miller.
Thank you, Susan. Secretary Vilsack has asked me to make a very important announcement today for our landowners, farmers, and ranchers concerning the nation's largest voluntary private land conservation program, the Conservation Reserve Program. For several months, the Secretary has been indicating his desire to hold a general CRP sign-up, and today he is delivering on that commitment to hold a general sign-up of the Conservation Reserve Program, which we will be calling CRP General Sign-Up Number 39. This is the first time USDA has held a general sign-up for the CRP program since 2006. Most important to our producers are the beginning and ending sign-up dates. Sign-up begins Monday, August 2nd, a week from today, and runs through Friday, August 27th. So the period of time producers will have to enroll in the CRP General Sign-Up 39 is 4 business weeks. For a producer to enroll, he or she should visit one of the Farm Service Agency's more than 2,200 county offices. For those farmers and ranchers who have participated in FSA programs in the past, including the CRP program, the enrollment process should be easy. Their production records should be on file. If they meet the years of production requirements and other criteria for the land they wish to enroll, it will be as simple as completing the form and signing it at the county office. For those first-time program participants, or for producers who recently purchased land, they will need to bring proof of ownership and possibly other documents to confirm the land is eligible for enrollment. In those situations, it is recommended that the producer call the FSA county office and discuss the required documentation. In the case of leaseholders wanting to enroll land they have been farming, they will need to provide a lease agreement that covers the length of time the land will be obligated to the CRP. If the landowner is also receiving CRP benefits, the producer won't need to provide the lease, but the landowner and the leaseholder will sign up together. In order for land to be eligible for CRP General Sign-Up 39, it has to have been cropped for 4 of the 6 production years for the period 2002 through 2007. The 2008 Farm Bill passed by Congress revised the total maximum number of acres allowed in the Conservation Reserve Program to 32 million. There are currently about 31 million acres enrolled in the various CRP programs, including continuous sign-up programs and the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Programs, also known as CREP. However, at the end of this fiscal year, on September 30, 2010, about 4.5 million acres will be expiring. Therefore, we're expecting to accept enough acres in this general sign-up, as well as the other CRP initiatives such as continuous sign-up, to bring CRP enrollment close to the 32-million-acre statutory cap. Susan, since it will be the Farm Service Agency that administers the CRP enrollment, I'm going to ask FSA Administrator Jonathan Coppice and Brandon Willis, Deputy Administrator for Farm Programs at the Farm Service Agency, to go over a few more details before we open this up for questions. Jonathan?
Thank you, Undersecretary Miller. First off, good afternoon, and we're very excited to make this general sign-up offer at this time. As you stated, it has been 4 years since we last offered landowners and producers a chance to participate in a general sign-up enrollment into CRP. Now, most producers are familiar with CRP and know that this is generally a 10-year commitment. In some cases, land devoted to certain practices, such as wildlife corridors, where there is rare or declining habitat, may be in effect for up to 15 years, but that is as selected by the participant. In either case, the CRP contract will begin on October 1st, 2010, and run through September 30th of the ending year, in most cases 2020. We continue to emphasize our search for environmentally sensitive land to be used for conservation benefits. We expect producers enrolling in this general sign-up to be prepared to plant long-term, resource-conserving covers such as grasses and forbs. In exchange, FSA will provide rental payments, cost share, and technical assistance on behalf of the Commodity Credit Corporation. Now, there are a few regional limitations, but this is not a widespread concern. Counties can only enroll up to 25% of their cropland in CRP and or the Wetlands Reserve Program, which is administered by the Natural Resources Conservation Service. It is also important to remind landowners and producers that this sign-up is a competitive process. We are looking for the most environmentally sensitive land, as I said earlier, because this is how we hope to generate the best conservation benefits and get the most benefits for the dollars we're putting into the program. So the natural first question is, how do we judge farmland for conservation benefits? And there are a couple of different ways. We use an index to measure how erodible the land is, and another to measure specific environmental benefits. Land offered in CRP General Sign-Up 39 will be evaluated using these factors. Producers can ask at their local county office to learn a little bit more about it, or they can visit our website at www.ffa.usda.gov and search under conservation programs. In general, though, the environmental benefit factors are wildlife habitat, water quality, reduced erosion, enduring benefits such as protecting the natural beauty of the land, and air quality. There have been a few minor changes to the Environmental Benefits Index, which producers can observe at our website or get more information on at the county office. After August 27th, we will do our evaluation of all the offers and then notify producers whether their offers have been accepted or rejected. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Brandon Willis, Deputy Administrator for Farm Programs, to cover one more detail. Brandon?
Thanks, Jonathan. As we approach harvest season, producers may be curious about the crop on the land that they're offering for this CRP sign-up. Some crops will not be harvested by the October 1st starting date for the CRP contract. The beginning of the CRP contract period will not affect this year's harvest, even if the harvest occurs after October 1st. Producers will be able to harvest crops before they are obligated to prepare their land for conservation to CRP grasses and or forbs. With that, this is also a good time to remind producers that CRP payments are made in arrears. We will not issue rental payments for the first contract year until October 2011.